suckers are praying with corn sails to the marching drum. A flying long silver bombers under the heat from our troubled sun. The men with machines and the filth parade give rise to your sanity. Oh yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Contemporary Art Show on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM at radioreverb.com. I'm Al, and with me in the studio today I have Matt Robinson. Hello, Matt.
Hello there, mate. You're right.
I'm all right. Matt's an artist in the Brighton Fringe Festival, and we'll be talking to him later. In the meantime, here's some art listings that are going on in the festival this month. Most of it, of course, is going to be the Brighton Festival and the Brighton Fringe. And the most obvious one is Anish Kapoor, who is curating the art in the Brighton Festival. He has several shows around Brighton, including Blood Relations and A Thousand Names, which Blood Relations is a collaboration with Salman Rushdie at the Fabrica Art Gallery on the corner of Ship Street and Duke Street. Later there'll be a collaboration with a musician called Brian Elias called Music Boxes, and they're on a Wednesday to Saturday, 12 noon to 5, Sunday 2 to 5, with a late opening on Sunday the 7th May until 11 PM, and that's going on from the 2nd to the 24th of May. However, there are other artworks of Anish's around town. There's a dismemberment of Jeanne d'Arc at the Old Municipal Market on Circus Street. There's a Sky Mirror, which is in Pavilion Gardens. There's a sea curve at the Chattery, which you should go up to anyway because it's a beautiful sight. If you go to the roundabout just going up start at the A23 where the BP garage is and go right as if you're going to Lewes or Worthing. And there's a right up to the end there, you can park up and walk up there. There's a pathway you can walk up there. And there's also another show, Imagine Monochrome, at the basement. You have to book in advance, and that's £12. Then, as part of the Brighton Fringe Festival, there's Smash Guru and the Crystal Mind Fortress, which is Matt Robinson's show, who is here with us, and we'll be talking to him later about that. That's at the Phoenix Gallery from the 25th of April to the 7th of June, and it's open from Wednesdays to Sundays, 11 till 5 p.m. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, really, if you want to have a look at the Brighton Festival website and the Brighton Festival Fringe website, not forgetting the open houses are going on. But a couple of other edited highlights that I'd like to mention. One of them is a show called Sonic Art, which is at the Blank Studios Gallery in 108 North Street. This is a collective show celebrating the use of sound in art, including recorded works, noise, music, sound, sculptures and installations. And that's from the 3rd of May, and I think it's only on for 3 days. There's also a show called Dog 101 by Jim Sanders at the Fair Trade Gallery on Montague Street in Kemp Town, and that's most weekends in May from 11 a.m. And I think he's doing 50 prints to 50 commissions, which I think he's doing during the show. And then there's the Show Below, which is at the Brighton Media Centre Gallery in Middle Street, and that's just the 1st of May, 3rd of May and 4th of May from 10 a.m. Next we have a track from Bon Iver, this is Blood Bank. Hi, that was Bon Iver with Blood Bank from the album Blood Bank. I'm with Matt Robinson from the Phoenix Gallery show, Smash Guru, and the Crystal Fortress, is that right?
Crystal Mind Fortress, yeah.
Crystal Mind Fortress, that's right. Okay, well, you trained at the University of Central England from Birmingham, and you worked in Birmingham, you have a lot of exhibitions in Birmingham. Are you a Birmingham-born lad?
I'm not, no. I was originally born in Leicestershire, and then moved to Birmingham just to do my fine art degree.
And then you ended up staying on there?
Yeah, I've been there, well, for the past 9 years, but okay. Soon to move, so...
You've done a lot of shows around the north, Birmingham, Nottingham, Stoke and Trent, Manchester. Yep. Done a show in London, but I mean, is this your first foray this far south?
England, yeah. It's the south, furthest south England, yeah.
Yeah. And you're enjoying it down here in Bryson?
Oh, God, this place is gorgeous. Yeah? I'm totally loving it, yeah, yeah.
You've come at a good time, because it's nice and sunny. It's beautiful at the moment.
That's good to know. I'm not missing out too much then. Do you get some bad weather down here?
Occasionally. We tend to be a bit luckier. We tend to be one of the warmest areas of, I think, Eastbourne, just down the road, is the sunniest place in Britain, supposedly.
Okay.
Okay, there's a story behind your show. How did that come about? What's that about?
It's a bit of a combination of things that I've drawn from my own life, things that I've drawn from society, and it's also a collaboration with my friend as well, so I kind of got like the bare bones of the story together, and then my friend that's a writer, we just kind of both worked on it, and then a few other people have kind of chipped in with ideas as well, just kind of came up with this like mega story of, but tried to keep it whittled down so it's still quite punchy and humorous, so it's got some like funky fun bits in there too, so yeah.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So the show is a sort of collaboration with the story. They evolved together, or...?
Yeah, they evolved together. It's I think it's a bit of a strange one, because I had ideas in my mind of what I wanted the final piece to look like, and then, I don't know, there was stuff in my mind about the story, and it just kind of, yeah, they both kind of grew at the same time, so, yeah. But it's also a collaboration, yeah, also with the writer as well, so, yeah.
Well, I've read the story, and it's a great story. Would you care to share with the listeners what a rough idea of the story? They can look at the website, which is what's the website?
The website is www.jinpow.co.uk. That's JINPOW.co.uk. Or if you just type in artist Matt Robinson in Google, I'm pretty sure I'll come up top.
Cool.
So, so yeah, the story's basically about a guy. He's a real loser. Everyone picks on him, at his workplace, he's not got anything going for him, he's just got real low self-esteem, everyone just, you know what I mean, he just gets dumped on by everyone, he's just not going anywhere with his life, and yeah, he's when he's at work one day, he meets his childhood sweetheart that he was in love with back in the day when he was at school, and he goes up to see her, and she completely blams him, and she's just like, calls him complete not a loser. So he goes over that night, and he's really frustrated with his day. He's thinking, oh my God, I hate my life, I hate everything. And then he has a bit of a revelation, kind of thinks, right, I'm going to do something about my life. And buys a magazine on men's health, and sees an advert for a Bulkmaster Temple Fortress 6 million. It's high protein powder, and starts to go for that, and really starts to chuck on the weight. Pumps up some of the iron, cleans himself up, starts to build up his mind, takes the best things from all different religions, voodoo, science, mathematics, politics, just really, really, really improves himself, and all to try and win the lady at the end of the day. So he gets challenged at work, all the guys are taking the mick out of him, but he smashes a table, no one messes with him after that. Keeps on going. Keeps on just training himself up, becomes a politician, releases a music hit. His first hit, Feel My Reel, it's a classic number that goes straight to number one, whilst he's also fighting another battle in politics. And but he keeps on going, keeps on training, keeps on like basically just pushes himself too far. Wants to improve himself, trains in with his electro machine whilst he's sleeping. yeah, just keeps on, just, you know, just keeps on it goes too far, basically, and just ends up turning himself into this monster. He like goes on eBay, buys Angelina Jolie's lips, gets a girder, sticks on his chin, stretches it over with a bit of tarpaulin, and paints it pink to have a chin that looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger's, and ends up basically improving himself too far, and just ends up looking like a bit of a weirdo. Gets into voodoo even more, makes himself a voodoo brew out of shiny stuff, kitty cat, cop badges, mixes it all into the blend. Spills a bit on his hand because he gets a bit distracted whilst he's listening to Two Unlimited. 40 fingers grow out of his hand. He starts to pour a bit on his leg, laughing manically. He falls into it by accident and just completely grows into this freaky mutant weirdo. That's it's pretty psychedelic, but yeah, he's got all sorts of massive long arms and all loads of stuff growing out of his arms and stuff like that. It's kind of quite a psychedelic masterpiece, should I say.
That sounds great. And the sculpture is the result of the end point of this story. Is that what it was?
That's it, yeah.
Or is it, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's him. The sculpture is like basically him standing in front of. Basically his mind becomes too strong and he ends up projecting his mind's ideas onto the world, so all he can see is his mind, you know what I mean, what's in his mind rather than what's really happening in front of him. So like the sculpture and the installation's about basically this kind of giant godlike dude that's all really freaky mutant-y, like massive sculpture inside the space, and then in front of him there's like the projection of his mind on the wall, so you can kind of see what's happening inside his mind.
Brilliant.
So yeah, it's pretty groovy.
Well, that sounds very good. If that's not enough to get you down there already, we'll be talking again a little bit more later with Matt. But in the meantime, here is some music by Deer Hunter. That was Deer Hunter with Nothing Ever Happened from their album Micro Castle. Next I have the dance listings. Most of this is from the Brighton Festival again. On the 11th of May there's a show from Brighton based dance performer, it says, called From Here I Can Almost See, which is supposed to explore the act of performance, the process of seeing and being seen. That's on Monday the 11th of May at £4, and that's at the Pavilion Theatre. Then there are two shows by Hofesh Schechter, who is most famous for being the choreographer who did the title sequence of Skins. Not that necessarily he wants to be famous for that, because he does some great stuff. One of which is The Art of Not Looking Back, which is at the Dome Concert Hall on the Thursday the 14th May, at various prices from £6. This one is with seven female dancers, as opposed to his normal all-male part shows. He's an Israeli choreographer who was gets a lot of his inspiration from the fact that he had to join the army when he was in the middle of his dance training. There are also three earlier pieces with that show. And then on Sunday the 17th of May, if you can't afford that, there's a show called Bangers and Mash, which has got 200 performers and musicians. That's at the Dome Concert Hall. It's moved from the Paddling Pool, and that is free. There are also two other shows to do with the Fringe Festival. There's one called Don't Talk to Her, or no, that might be the, sorry, that might be the choreographer's called Don't Talk to Her, and the show's called La Valle La Manche, and that's at the Coachworks, which is 19 Hollandine Terrace, and it's supposed to be a show about international flat sharing. That's on Friday the 15th of May between 8 and 9 p.m, and that's £8. And then there's a collaborative show at the Citygate Centre called Mismatch and Dispatch on the Friday the 22nd of May, Saturday the 23rd of May from 8 o'clock, and that's six different choreographers. This next music is a band, well actually it's a band called Zaum, which had a leader called Steve Harris. Zaum are playing this week, and I will be doing their listings later. However, they're without Steve Harris because he died about 18 months ago. However, this track is with Steve Harris. It's called Rise and Sin. Here we go. Well, that was Steve Harris's Zaum from the album I Hope You Never Love Anything As Much As I Love You. The track was called Rising Sin. We'll be back with Matt Robinson in a bit, but first, here's the theatre listings, or theatre and performance listings. On Tuesday the 12th of May, Wednesday the 13th of May, Friday the 15th of May at 5:30 and 7:30, and at Sunday the 16th of May and Sunday the 17th of May at 1:30, 5:30 and 7:30. From Hove Station, there's a bus that takes you on a show called Curva. It's a Spanish troupe, and the show's about roadside prostitution. And I just guess they drive you around Brighton with little set pieces around the town. There's also another group called Immobilis in Mobili on Tuesday the 19th of May, which is only £4 at the Pavilion Theatre. It's a Brighton company. It's called, they describe themselves as immersive theatre. And the story starts with some dark matter being spilt, so I assume there's some kind of science fiction fantastical thing going on there. Also on Tuesday the 19th of May, there's the Leonard Performance Band. Their show is called Grass. It's on 19th of May at 8:50 at the Comedia, and it's about grass. There's also a performance piece called The Demographic of a Pigeon by Victoria Medley. That's at Jubilee Square between the 18th and 25th of May, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, and that's free. And that's about, it's about pigeon fanciers and the disappearing tradition of the North. But the show actually includes the fact that I think you, as far as I can tell, you can send messages to other parts of England, north, south, east, and west, different locations by carrier pigeon. And on the last day, on the 25th, there's going to be a grand finale involving all of that. And then finally, on the Friday, the 29th of May, there's a show called Stay by Stacey Makishi, which is at 7:30 at £10, and that's about a dinner party gone wrong. And yeah, that's at the Basement. Okay. We now have King Creosote with Dead Mouse Diary. Here we go. Becoming wild.
happy, and this is when she left me. The trap sprung around my head. I blame the authors by my bent, and thus I failed to learn my lesson. And it took me until the next one before I'd use a humane mouse trap instead.
That was King Creosote with Dead Mouse Diary from the album They Flock Like Live Vulcans to See Old Jupiter, Eyes on His Old Creators. This is the Contemporary Art Show on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, www.reverb.com. I'm Al Kemp, and with me I have Matt Robinson, the artist from Smash Ghoul and the Crystal Mind Fortress. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, earlier on, we were talking about, you were telling us the story behind your show, which anyone, if anyone missed that, they can get the story from www.ginpowell.co.uk. I think, are there links from the Phoenix Gallery website?
Yeah, there is, yeah, you'll be able to get some links from there.
Yep. Well, it struck me when you were telling me this story that there seems to be a play on the cult of the body, the idea that he builds himself up, as well as unrequited love. But the two themes going on through that in there. Do you think there's a connection with the two?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a difficult one to answer. Really, I think it's there's the cult of the body, of wanting to improve yourself or just generally make yourself attractive, which I think it's everyone feels the need to do that. But I think if that goes too far and people don't spend time doing other things to also make themselves, do you know what I mean, read a book or, do you know what I mean, I don't know, whatever it is that makes themselves just feel a little bit more deeply or think a lot more in the interconnectivity of everything in the world, of how things work, then you're probably going to end up maybe feeling a little bit disappointed with what you've got to give in a relationship, or do you know what I mean, works both ways, or what your partner might be giving you, or all those types of things in a relationship. So yeah, I think it's a difficult one to answer, because it's, I don't know, some ways it can make you feel good about yourself and then it can feed your relationship, and therefore it doesn't become unrequited. But yeah.
Well, I mean, interesting enough, a lot of your work, I mean, you state is about utopia, and then something, oh, I don't know how to say it, the mess that the reality is, the reality, or the quest for utopia disgorges on the way to that journey, I guess. And would you say that's an aspect of this? There's a cult of celebrity there as well, because not only does he try and improve himself and it all goes haywire, but He releases a hit record and he becomes a politician and all that. And so, And yet the result is a mess. So I mean,
it's definitely a hell of a lot of a mix in there, because there's this whole theme of him wanting to play on the celebrity of itism, of just being able to pick and choose what you want to look like and all that kind of thing. But it's also mixed in with, aspirations that have just gone too far, and things that have just gone a little bit too twisted and too weird. But it's all done in like a kind of playful and fun way. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing too scary or anything. It's just done in like quite a visually, delightful way, I suppose. It's quite a tasty show, because there's lots of, there's just lots of visual nourishment in there for people. So yeah.
Yeah, well, talking about the visual nourishment there, you use polyurethane and found objects in projection, not projection, but there's a screen or billboards at the other side as well. But the actual sculpture itself is polyurethane and found objects. So what's that about? How do you come up with this technique? And I mean, cause have you used it in other sculptures before? And
common technique. It's been just like a massive long growth of experience from previous shows. That I've just kind of like picked things from other shows and just kind of the experience has grown as we've gone along. I've worked with like other people and just kind of learnt from just doing sculptures for parties and stuff like that. Just even just on a fun thing of how you can make something quite big and ambitious without it having to be something that's really, really massively permanent. Or, do you know what I mean? Even just like using like kind of throwaway materials or stuff which is people are throwing away that you can just recycle and just build things like quite quickly that are quite ambitious but still look quite good at the same time. There's quite a lot of like found materials in there, which is, everything from like toys to figurines to machinery to everything. It's all kind of like mixed in there, and it all kind of creates like a visual world that's I can make like a cluster of objects which kind of have as they're put together like references to like religion and just psychedelia and loads of different kind of like things. They're all kind of pulled together, so you kind of get an object that's created out of all sorts of bits stuck together, and then it's painted over, so you can, it's only really obscured. So any kind of like suggests a certain, when you look at it, you kind of think, I know what that looks like, but it looks like something else. And it kind of suggests loads of different things. So the idea of obscurity kind of gives you a certain amount of information, but it leaves you kind of not knowing exactly what it is. So it puts you in like a little bit of a strange place, but it also gives you certain information to send you in certain directions and stuff like that. So it's nice to play with the obscurity.
Okay, that's interesting. And a lot of them seem to be sort of toys from childhood and stuff like that. I mean, is there a reason for that, or is that just they are the objects you find?
It's a bit of a mix, really. Some of it's nice to play with the idea of, because obviously the references that you have with the childhood toy would be either other children's childhood or your own childhood. So as soon as you see that and then it's been created into something else, it kind of, it gives you a link to your own past and your own history of your connection with the objects, plus what's in front of you now, which is a bit of a strange mixture of this kind of alien type warped spatial exploration of weird wackiness. It's hard to describe, really. You just have to go and see, because there's so many things in there, so many different details, there's so many different concepts that go into each piece, and there's just like loads and loads of separate different sculptures that all come together to make this one massive sculpture. It's nice to have all kind of pre-made objects that kind of send you in different directions. So yeah.
Well, what I was going to ask next, I may still ask it, but what I was going to ask next was why you think people should come to the show. Well, to be perfectly honest, if that hasn't made people come to the show already, I don't know what will. But if you think, is there anything else you think that you should say that why people should come to your show?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just because it's really, really, it's like the story itself is quite humorous. You have to read the actual story to pick up on the humour. But the actual show itself, there's something in there for everyone. It's a show that can appeal quite well to young children, but there's also enough kind of, whatever you call it, say, I'm trying to think of the word.
intellect.
Sophistication. Yeah, to say there's enough like sophistication in the smaller bits for it to also be appealing to older people. Do you know what I mean? Like people which have got more of an eye for like stuff which is relative to the contemporary art world.
Mm.
So yeah, it's kind of continuing along like a line of contemporary art development of lots of other previously existing artists. So it's kind of picking up from where they've been working and kind of combining them into new things, new ideas, new concepts within this sculpture. So there's like the quite blobby, colourful stuff for children and stuff like that. It's quite funny and humorous, but yeah, it also is, there is quite a bit of serious underlying underlying concept for the whole story of where society is. And there's also the quite the tasty, delicious details and all the sculptures that you have to just go there and see really to go and feel the whole what it's all about.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds like it's art for the mind, body and soul, but also for the family, which is brilliant. Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
And now we have some Zuzu, and the track is Walnut Horse.
It's little